Hello, Javier speaking.
Hi, Javier. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how you doing, Tina?
Good, good. I was just going to tell you, you did good. You went on and updated the payment, and even if it didn't look like you did it right, it charged you for the 129 that was due on the 20th. And then that's it. You don't have any other charges. There is a service credit on here for October 20th. So that's your free month. So you're now paid in full all the way until November 20th.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me see
Yeah,
something else here.
did it show you on your end that you were like something else was pending or?
No, the only thing is that I saw, let's say right now that I got you on the phone, since I haven't been logged in and into my dashboard for a while.
Okay.
So when I went back in into it, I don't know, because the payment information, something got kind of locked up on you guys' end. I don't know what happened, but it's not letting me change
Oh, it didn't let you change what?
like when I logged in into my platform. Basically what I did, I think I went in into the links or the message that you sent me,
Okay.
and so now that I logged in into my dashboard, it shows me the payment options and that kind of thing. That's how I updated in my information. But now when I'm trying to go like look at the leads and like listings and stuff, it doesn't let me do anything. I don't know if it's something that I have done wrong on my end or.
Okay. So what I would suggest is maybe log out of it and then go back in and then it'll let you in fresh. I don't know if it's like giving you a glitch or something just because the payment was past due, but on this end, everything's showing perfect. You were charged for the one payment that you were missing and then everything else is current. So I don't see any
Okay.
other problems on this end, but if you want, I can stay on the phone with you and see, because if not, I will have someone from customer support call you back. You know what I
No,
mean?
actually, I already did. I logged out and logged back in just fine, and now it's letting me do it.
It is. Good, good. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not in real time. Sometimes if you update the payment and pay and then try to log out and back in, sometimes it'll still like give it a few minutes, you know, sometimes even up to 15 minutes. But now that it's been a while, it's working properly for you, correct?
That's correct. And I do have one more question.
Yes.
So I think I got an email. I just saying something about the phone number that I got from you guys or something. I'm not quite sure. Let me see if I can log in and into my emails.
I can see too which emails they sent you, so I can see which
Something
one you're
about the
referring.
phone number.
Let me look here. When was the email? Because I don't see anything like that's fresh, but it could have been an older email if you think. Because I see the one that was sent that says your account, that's just talking about the failed payment. And then there was one that was sent 3 days ago that says failed payment reminder. I don't see.
Yeah,
Is
just
there a
checking
question
here.
with the phone number maybe I could help you with in case you can't find that email?
Well, if there's any way you can check. I know I got too many emails. Any way you can check it, but what's the status on my membership or my yearly purchasing through the phone number, or what's the status?
So the call tracking number is included in your subscription, and I don't have, you don't have a term. So it's not like you're bound to this for 6 months or 12 months or 3 months. You're on a month-to-month subscription. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, so if you ever chose to not continue with it, we would ask is that you call us within 3 business days of the 20th to prevent the next month's charge. So right now, your next month isn't charged because that's a service credit, so you're paid in full until November 20th. One thing, let me look here. I want to see. You may be eligible for an upgrade into the Google Guaranteed program. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
Not really.
No, okay, so let me just double check. I have to put your zip code in and make sure it's available in your area, and if it is, I'll tell you how it works. Our clients are going wild over this program, Javier. They're saying it's the highest revenue-generating program that they've tried, and it's because Google has found a strategic way to do an exclusive lead program. And so the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that it's a pay-per-lead program that you'd have to pass a background check to participate in. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, actually, it is available in your area, so that's excellent. So how it works is once you pass the background check, and that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to approve, and if you're licensed and insured, you're going to pass that background check with flying colors as long as you have a valid driver's license, social security number, or EIN number for the business, and you have no felonies within the past 7 years. Okay, so if you meet that criteria, you will pass the background check with flying colors. And then once that's approved, it's a pay-per-lead program. Now, the leads only are charged to you if they're a valid lead. So our department would monitor it. And let's say somebody calls you from Google Guaranteed and they say, hey, you know, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead. Or if someone says, Javier, do you do interior painting? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because you're not in Las Vegas, right? So you'll only get charged if it's a valid lead. And once you're Google Guaranteed approved, Google is also going to guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say you do a ton of work for someone and they become disgruntled and all of a sudden they want their money back. Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So it's an excellent program, and all we charge to participate in it is the one-time application fee of $250, which would be charged today if you wanted to try it. And then once you're Google Guaranteed approved, we would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget for the leads. The leads only run about $50.67 each. Now, that's an average. It might be a smaller job where the lead is only, you know, $38. It might be a bigger job where the lead is $58. But the average is $50.67. And the budget would equal 13 leads within the month or $661. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. Let's say you took on 6 or 7 leads and they were all big jobs and you didn't have to take on more, then you'd pause the leads for the remainder, and the next month you would just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So that's how that program works, and I think you'd really like it. It adds a bunch of credibility to your business because you'll also get a blue or a green check mark next to your name on Google, so everybody will know that you're a Google Guaranteed company.
Okay, yeah, definitely that will be something that I will be interested in, but unfortunately at the moment I'm going to have to wait at least for another couple of weeks to see. I'm in the middle of another project that I'm dealing with, so I think that's probably something that you will probably need. Are you the right department where I need to talk to
yep.
when I'm ready for it?
Yep, yeah. So what I do is I would set up the account for you. So I would be the right department at the beginning. But then I would create an appointment for one of the Google Guaranteed technicians to call you, and they would go over setting up the campaign and going over the information on the background check to make sure that the application is submitted properly and that you pass that background check quickly. So you say that you're waiting for a project to finish, so do you think that the $250 would be a stretch on the budget today? Or is that the only reason that you'd have to wait?
It's just that I'm really, really busy, that I'm trying to do some other paperwork, some bidding jobs that I'm kind of really running behind. So it's more of a time constraint.
I see. Well, this is what I was thinking. You just paid your amount of $129, and if you add $250 on top of that, that adds up quickly, right? So we had a promotion running for Labor Day. The office was closed on Labor Day, but there was a couple of people that offered to come in, and so for the ones that came in, they gave them a special where they could knock off $100 of the application fee and just charge $150. So what I'm thinking is I can explain your situation to my director and see if it's something that you want to try, if I could honor that Labor Day special and only charge you $150, considering you just paid $129 for your monthly dues, right? And then if I get that approved, we can schedule the onboarding appointment for tomorrow or even Friday if you like. So you can, you know, focus on finishing up those jobs or whatnot. But that way, you know, we would have the benefit of getting, you know, that promotion applied for you if they do agree to it.
Yeah, that'd be great. For me at the moment, like I say, the little longer that I get to get all this figured out, because that's something that I gotta, you know, if I'm investing the money, I have to make sure that I spend the time to be able to set everything up, and I don't want to put myself into a situation where, you know, we start it and then we just leave it alone and then we get back and forth if it's something that I will be interested on. So I'll probably just need another couple of days or so to.
I understand.
To make sure that's something we're going to move forward with it.
Okay, so let me just double check since I have you. I'll send you an email on it so you can have a little bit more information, and then I'll double check specifically what the requirements are for a painter in Texas so that you'll know even before you call back or even before I call you if it's something that you would qualify for. So a painter in Texas, it says, oh, good news. It says you only need $100,000 in general liability insurance. And for the licensing, it says there are no requirements. So that's good. You wouldn't even have to. If you have a license, you could obviously put it on the application, but it's not needed to pass the background check.
Okay. All right. Is that something I can go through with the other person that would call me from Google or whatever, right?
Right, exactly. So if you wanted to do it and I charge the $150 now, that would allow me to email you the application so you could start working on it. And then we can schedule that onboarding for a different day so that you have more time to focus on, you know, getting all you need, it says here, is the $100,000 in general liability. So other than that, it'll probably ask you for your driver's license number and things like that. But it looks like in Texas that there are no license requirements, which is good.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, look, I will probably just give you a call back to the number, and we can proceed with everything else. That way we...
Excellent. Okay. I'm okay with that because I want you to be comfortable too, and you just now heard about this program, so I'll send you the email so you'll get a little bit of a visual of how it works and what your company's going to look like once you have that extra credibility next to your name, and then... You can call me. You have my extension and my name now, you know, Tina at 777. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a week or two and just see where you're at that time, okay?
Yeah, that'll be fine. And then by then, I hopefully, you know, I would take a look at that information that you're going to send me, and then I'll have a better idea what we're looking at and stuff.
Exactly.
I do have one more thing. I don't know if you
yes.
want to finish with that. Oh, yes, we're done with this topic. So.
Yep, we're
so the
we're
other
done
thing,
with that, yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you'll be able to do so, but as far as on my reviews, there's any way that you or a different department can send me a link. That way I can save that link because I used to have one, and I think
of course
I tried
yep,
to
I can do
share
that.
With one of the customers that didn't work. So if you could just refresh
oh,
and
okay.
send me a new one, that way I can copy and paste.
Absolutely. So let me see if the one on my end works. If not, I'll have the customer support reset it and send it to you. But let me just see. I can pull it up right now. And if it works, that's great. I always say the more reviews you have, the better placement you'll. Oh, good. The one that I have works. It's going to send you an email that will say learn how to get more reviews. And that's also going to trigger the link to be sent to you in a text message. So if you want to forward the link through the email or if you want to forward it through the text message, either way, you can do that. But I just sent that to you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, and also I got the email already about, the stuff that you were talking about.
The Google guaranteed. Yep, okay, so good. You got a Google guaranteed informational email, and then the second one you get is the one that will say learn how to get more reviews so that you have that link for your clients, okay?
That sounds good, Tina. Thank you, and I think that's all I have.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks for taking care of that missed payment. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.